Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Raven's Real Spill Radio. This is your girl, Raven, the Serial Poet, bringing to y'all another Soulful Saturday, where I'm going to give you 2 hours of spoken word in your soul so we can start this weekend on a positive note. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, spoken word is therapy for my mind, and neo soul is therapy for my soul. So, we're going to take this journey together. If you want to call in and spill your wheels, the number is 914-205-5813. That number is 914-205-5813. Press the 1 to spill your wheels. I ain't gonna hold y'all any longer. We gonna get into this neo soul and sprinkle in a little spoken word here and there. Cool? All right, so let's go.
Sometimes I wish you knew, but I disguise the truth. I say I'm happy, but I'm still stuck on nuts. Does your mind play this game too? Think about me and you. I guess I'll just pretend until it all makes sense. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. Like I want you. You. Even if it's true. It's overdue. Tell me your point of view. Tell me, am I to blame? You're so good with change. A table set for two. You got me waiting, but you ain't coming through. Try to stay patient, but gotta face the truth. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. See you face to face. I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. Like I want you. You. Even if it's true.
Love me, say it now. Why is it so hard to figure out? I need you every day, believe me when I say it. If it's
something different, yeah. Funny how I finally flipped the script on ya. When you the one who's double dipping, yeah. You so sloppy how I caught you slipping, You're off the lease, run me my keys. No more popping up the idiot, yeah. I ain't even got the miles to trip on ya. No phone,
who is this?
Brand new, like the whip, rack it up, no assist. Baby, bitch, I ain't average. Wake up, Peter Zip. Tennessee, take a sip. Look at my jeans, I'm too thick. I ain't got no room for extra baggage. Don't forget to come and pick up your hood. Feelings, don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your feelings while I'm a cleaning. Boy, please, I don't need it. Memories, all that shit. Keep it. Oh, don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. I'm trying to find a fuck to give for ya. You ran out of chances of forgiving ya. Yeah, listen, I'm listening. Just for you to go and break my heart again. I learned my lesson. Oh, I ain't coming. This is what you had now. The bad you out of bed, it's gonna. New phone. Don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no peace. You need to hurry and pick up your feelings. But you had no fun. But I had enough. Now I'm really done. I deserve so much more than you gave to me. So now I'm saving me. And I made a beat so you can run them streets. But don't forget to come and pick up your feet. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your
but would you rather live loveless, or would you live for-
I used to love her like the sun loves the melanin, like the wind embracing the feathers, like fire engulfing gasoline, like water defining wetness. Yet she loves me like a bad toothache, like king cobra venom loves my bloodstream, like a hurricane and tornado loves destruction, like thunder and lightning loves knocking out electricity. The love we used to have made me believe in love. It made me believe that people can change. It made me believe that love doesn't have to slice through my heart like a razor blade. It made me believe that maybe it's not me but them. But through wanting her to love me, me needing to love her, I now see that love isn't enough. I now know that you can't make someone love you. When I hear her voice now, all I hear is nails being scratched on the chalkboard. But trust, when she get a chance to smell me again, all I want her to smell is the death of a love that she caused by the premeditated actions that was too easy to execute, yet too hard to resist.
A letter to myself. The clock strikes 3 in the morning, and I find myself still awake, tossing and turning, thinking and thinking about the day that awaits. My mind is against me, but my heart tells me to be strong. It tells me that I will eventually find my euphoric key. I just need to hold on. There are reasons why people live on and face the mundane and sometimes bleak hours of this thing we call life. There are reasons we enjoy the sunrise, every morning bird song, and how some people push the thought of suicide away and put down the knife. The laughter loved ones cause, the warmth of a hug and a sweet late night kiss. It is in these moments that the wounded souls find bliss. I've written words of hatred towards myself for many years, words that I'd never call anyone else, words filled with anger and fears. Dear me, who has pushed through pain, attempted ending it all, and has built an indestructible wall to protect what's left of a broken person. You love so much, and yet never give the same amount to yourself. You help others when they fall, but you hurt yourself instead of asking for help. You see all of your faults and tear yourself down. You continue the cycle until you start to drown. Why can't you see what others see? Why do you beat yourself up and say, what will be, will be? It may all seem pointless and worthless, but you beat the odds before and have set yourself free. Yes, you always get caught and caged, but that does not stop you from dreaming of that stage, where your hope is telling you you will escape again, where your family is cheering for you, and so are your friends. The spark inside of you has become weak, and it's motivation and courage that you seek. There have been nights when you have cried, and have buried your sorrows and have said you have tried. But there is a tomorrow that you dread and worry about, because you think it'll be the same. There is no sunshine, there is just rain. Hoping for a love so dear and a future so bright, can I run away from my fears? Don't I have that right? So here it is. A letter from me to me, a letter I must not burn, a letter that I need. No matter the hell on earth or the uncertainty of the unknown, I must prevail. We must prevail. A legacy must be left behind, so I must, we must, stand up, dream big, and rise.
Alone? How can I describe the feeling of believing that I have no one by my side, when in fact I do? It's strange. I can be isolated within four walls or outside blending in with the public. And yet, it's the same suffocating feeling in a sense that I don't belong. You see, I've been singing this song of my life, this song I've had to put on pause, rewrite the lyrics to change the tempo of. And it feels like I sing it to entertain and soothe the hearts of those around me, of those who love me, just to put their minds at ease and make them think that I'm okay. I'm on the stage trying my hardest to remain here until it's time to complete my performance. But lately, I've desperately wanted to end the show. Deep down, I feel so alone, lost, and broken, where it feels like my hope doesn't want to grow. There's a struggle to do basic everyday things and a weight on my chest that doesn't want to leave. I'm damaging myself in the process, pushing people away, thinking that they're better off without me and that eventually I'll just rot away. What can I say? I sigh, I cry, I scream, I try, and it feels like my energy doesn't want to recharge. So I'm stuck feeling numb and distant. This isn't a story where I'll be saved. I'm the main protagonist. Therefore, the decisions, the events, and twists rely on me. As I'm writing this with a pen in my hand, I feel a certain power and control I can't seem to grasp on my own. Oh, how I wish I can make the problems, the stress, and the worries disappear, remove all of my demons, and delete all of my fears. There's some pain every time I listen to a sad song. There's some anger every time I see the nothing that I am. And there's some emptiness that I can't seem to fill, a void that doesn't want to be covered. Alone, alone, alone. It's even worse because there's no self-love, just me despising myself in everything I do. So I wallow in this sorrow, with little hope of a better tomorrow. Trapped in my mind, dreading the time that beats and hurts me, and the only way out is to stop so I can be free. What more is there to tell? I'm living in my own hell, alone, alone, alone. And maybe as the days go by and the nights drag on, I'll find the strength to continue this tedious and scratched song. Perhaps a smile will remain on my face and stay, allowing me to feel a little less insane. Oh, how I pray. Oh, how I pray.
I hope you find your way. Sorry we couldn't make it. Still I miss you anyway. Yeah, I just couldn't break it. How I wish perfect was enough for my own heart. Sometimes I swear it was enough for my own heart. Yes, I'm waiting on my lifetime, oh, ooh, ooh. Need a thing another lifetime, ooh, 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 ooh. I guess I'm waiting on my lifetime, ooh, ooh. Cause there are my mistakes that to make mistakes, wasn't grown enough to fake them, everybody makes mistakes, do we live and learn to brave them, how I wish I was good enough for I
mind. And at this moment in my life, you belong to me. To me.
as your friend. As your friend, I make these promises. I'll try my best to always be there when you need to cry or vent. I'll laugh at your lame jokes, support your dreams, reminisce our memories, sing loudly to your favorite song, and pick you up when you've fallen down. Because a friend is so rare to find these days. A true friend. A friend that knows you're good, you're bad, you're ugly, and still chooses to remain by your side. I promise to embarrass myself in public when bad luck comes your way. I'll fight your demons and become your beacon of light when you're lost in the darkness. I'm not a superhero. I'm only human. But I've got your back. I'll say the stupidest thing to make you smile. Shout out all the compliments and praises to boost your self-esteem. I'll help mend your heart and stitch it back together when someone breaks it. I won't judge you when life attacks you with disappointments and rejections. When life isn't going your way and you feel like you're stuck or going nowhere. I can't make miracles happen, but I can reduce the pain and hope that eventually everything will be okay. If you've got a problem, tell me. If something amazing happened, let me hear it. If you want to go days or months without talking to get yourself together, just know I'll still be here. Don't ever feel like you're not good enough to be someone's friend. Because trust me, you are. You're a gift in my life that I wasn't expecting. And wow, it was one of the best gifts I've ever gotten. Chin up, eyes forward. You got this. Take the next step. Look towards the future. I promised, didn't I? That as a friend, I won't abandon you. And will be walking right beside you. No matter how smooth or rocky the path will be.
Today I looked up how long it would take to drown. Today I looked up how long it would take to drown. How long can you hold your breath before you can't hold your breath any longer? And how long until your lungs give out and the sound that used to fill the void quiets like a mouse at midnight, searching for its piece of the pie? Today I stood in front of a window and imagined what it would be like to fly. No, I didn't. I imagined what it would be like to jump outside the frame that caged me inside. But my better judgment said it wouldn't be very kind if someone you cared about found you. That's the voice that plays like a tape on rewind, rewind, rewind. It wouldn't be fair to a stranger either. Today I'm reminded of the time I watched a man jump into a highway when I was just 17. The car lights on either side of the upper portion of the autoroute below standing at attention, staring off into the distance, just waiting for the road to clear and the way to the comfort of their loved ones to be made. Death is a strange and hollow inconvenience when you think about it. There's a blank face that quickly and abruptly finds its way to all who witness something of that magnitude. It's not empathy, it's not sympathy, it's more of a forced, intrinsic, and integral self-reflection. Why would someone do such a thing? What could drive someone to that type of depth? Could I be driven to such depths? Would I ever be able to jump? There is no place to be soft in these moments, jump. There's no time to be caught in this moment, jump. There's no need to believe there ever was a moment, jump. Sigh, believe, relief in this moment. Cause I could never be the one to be in this moment. Or could I? Jump. Today I looked up how long it would take to drown. Do you first hold your breath? Do you exhale all of your problems and worries before casting your thoughts to the bottom of an otherwise empty place below the poverty line of depressed thoughts and the sad calamity of a haunted house you've called home? I don't know. Maybe someone out there has an answer. But for now, I'm still trying to come to terms with the fact that today I looked up how long it would take to drown.
Can I come keep you company? Can I knock at your door and you stammer around as if I wasn't what you were waiting for? Can you open it real slowly and step back just to show me that satin kimono, those fire red toes and stems that lead to the most perfect bloom? You, can you smell like cotton and peony? Can you make sure you're pulling something sweet out of the oven as I kiss you to the kitchen and out that rope? Are we alone? See, baby, I've come to cure your lonely. Do I feel like home? Am I comfortable enough for you to bear your soul? I gotta be more than your homie. Can we slow dance right here in the hallway of the den? Can you dim the lights real low so we can just dance to the candle flicker glow? Baby, don't you worry. Yeah, I have a way with words, but my actions prefer she. Just playing. They prefer you. Don't you scurry. Don't you dare let this feeling overwhelm thee. I'm not here to hurt you. I've come to nurture. I've come with healing hands, ready to work you. I'm ready to love you, ready to hold on to. Ooh, power thrust moves. I wanna slowly remove every extra particle of clothing along with all that hurt that you're holding and dip my strawberries in your chocolate-flavored honey. Can I taste you? Can I run my fingertips across your clavicles and my tongue? Can I run it from your ears to your pelvic bone? How do you moan? Can I hear a sample before the track drops? Can we film it in case this shit pops? Tell me I ain't gotta go. Tell me that you love me so and you need me so and that you'll never let me go. Shit, do that. And I'ma sit right here chilling. I ain't bring no bags to unpack, so all my time is now for you and all that fear that you're unveiling. Can I penetrate your mental wall? Give you that Martin Gaye shit. Sexual healing. Can I have you right here, girl? Feet to the ceiling. You won't even want me to leave. I can be your sunset every evening, meaning I'll go down on you until you can't take it no more, or the sun rises, whichever comes first. I want you to want me more. See, I know what women want. I know what they like. They want love and support. They want loyalty and to be reassured. They want time and transparency, all the things that attract you to me. So let me give you that. Let me empty my pockets and unroll my sleeves. I'll take it off if you take it off for me.
True. Come see me. feelings of doubt. I believe I've just been waiting all this time to find out what love's about. And I'm so excited and a little scared, thinking I'm gonna get overwhelmed everywhere. Well, baby, I wanna be overwhelmed. I wanna be overwhelmed. I want your peace. I wanna feel passion and desire, baby. Yeah. Innumerable fires burning. Oh, I got for you. You know that is true.
It feels like became somebody through loving you. I became somebody through loving you. Oh, I became somebody through loving you. Oh, oh.
Just as long as your love don't change, just as long as your love.
created to empower us, to give us a goal that we can aim for and strive for. But not everyone has the chance to make it come true. Some adapt to the way their lives are and become complacent with what they have. Others decide to give up because the road to what they want has gotten harder and harder. They say dreaming doesn't cost anything, but fighting to have those dreams means sacrifice. It means standing alone when everyone else leaves. It means wanting to throw in the towel, but at the same time not being able to let go. It means losing sleep due to the desire of moving forward instead of staying in the same place. It means crying when nothing seems to be going right after so much hard work and effort. It means being looked down at by others who see the dream as impossible. That's why dreamers are many, but achievers are few. That's why dreams are called dreams, because it's so easy to lose ourselves in the clouds. But many of us are afraid to leave the ground. It's so easy for us to tell others what we want for our futures. But many of us are afraid to face the challenges that come before us. Dreamers feel chained to a reality that applauds dreams but barely support it. The competition is enormous, they say, which makes it impossible for an ordinary person to beat the odds. But what about the movies, books, and TV shows that show the underdog making it over the mountain? Why can't the underdog be as motivated and dedicated in real life? Life isn't meant to keep us trapped. It isn't meant to keep us from flying and soaring the sky. Dreaming with our eyes open is scary. Dreaming with our eyes open takes courage. So dream. Dream for the impossible. Dream for what you don't want to live without. Because a dream that is unfulfilled is a sad one. A dreamer unfulfilled is a person who has lost the spark in their eyes and the flame in their heart. Everyone says it isn't easy, but if we can win the hard levels of a video game after days and months of determination, we can do the same with our dreams. Nothing is impossible.
Conception, our parents had a perception of who we would be. Whether it be boy or girl, we were told that we were meant to change the world, that we were superheroes and princesses, nothing short of perfection. From the first time that someone special looked us in the eyes and fed us all those lies of who we are supposed to be, only to realize that it was nothing more than a deception. Yet we still try, and we try to make it all work out and be the best we can be. Yet we still sometimes fail. Then comes the stress and the anxiety of not being able to live up to what we are expected to be. And we look in the mirror and see that we're not even close to who we are supposed to be. And you scratch, claw, and fight, stumbling over anyone in your way, forgetting to even see who is in your way. And you begin to make yourself immune to the pain until you feel nothing. And at night, when it's just you and your heart that has been completely torn apart, you sit and wonder what others will think. Thinking about your appearance. Are you good enough? Will they like me? Will they accept me? Because all you do is live for their approval. So day after wretched day, you live your life this way. Afraid. Afraid of the expectations bestowed upon you. Afraid of the hoops you must jump through. Afraid of the disappointment. All that's left is to ask the question, who am I? You thought you were a doctor, but after your first bio test, you put that dream to rest. You thought you were a musician, but on your first day, your instructor told you that no one would ever pay to see you play. You thought you were a baller, the main shot caller, but after the first practice, coach said, who in their right minds would ever let you play? So who are you? Because the expectations are sky high. Mommy and daddy aren't going to accept the failure. They're expecting Superman and nothing less. They don't have time for you and your mess. Every day we put on a show, like some big top circus, and we thirst for the applause of others. And when we do not receive it, oh, is our world broken. The desire of love is shoved deeper and deeper into the depths of our hearts. I mean, look at us.
Girls have to wear masks to feel pretty. Boys have to contort their bodies to look a certain way to feel masculine. Is this the way that life is meant to be? No. Because Jesus Christ can set you free. You are no longer abandoned. No longer do you just blow away with the wind. No longer do you have to do this alone. Because every day when we wake up in a world filled with hate and brokenness. Every day when we wake up, we have to put on a show so that everyone believes we are fine. When in reality, we are dying inside. When in reality, we are craving affection. Don't you see? Jesus Christ is the one who can set you free. You are loved. Jesus loves you for you. And you do not have to be anything or anyone that you are not. You are perfectly made just the way you are. So put on your cataracts, kid. Because you are truly lacking the vision to see that the love you seek is just Jesus saying, come to me. From this day forward, I refuse to be defined by others. I choose to live for the applause of an audience of one, the one whose blood which I am covered. I refuse to follow the crowd and listen to the doubters and naysayers. Instead, I will listen to the sound of my Savior. I refuse to have a people-pleasing, envious heart. But rather I will choose to love. This one thing remains, and as I fall deeper into your love, I realize it is okay to fail. We sing the song where feet may fail, but God, even if my feet fail, at least I'll sink in your ocean of grace. God has a plan and a purpose and a destiny for you, free of expectations. God judges persons differently than humans do. Men and women look at the face. God looks into the heart. We have tried so many things in order to find peace. But God has already appointed you. Will you choose him?
Friends will become your enemy in the blink of an eye. First they are all for you. Then they are against you. Loyalty in your circle of friends is treachery. Backstabbing is the latest thing. Knives of lies and deceit buried deep within your spine, paralyzing you, leaving you numb from the pain. They inflict upon you, smiling and laughing in your face, whispering, she ain't all that, playing in the foreground, no one around to go to bat. Around their people, they are dogging you out, belittling the good friend they have, wanting to burn the bridge. But that's not your style. Saying sweet, you will reap the benefits of your blessing. God will remove them from your life one by one until everyone is gone.
Looking at your smile, standing in your eyes, I could stay a while. Feeling it a vibe. Pick up like we never even lost time. I could do this for days. I would run 1,000 miles for you. I could do this many ways. But I'ma fall fast and die with you. Wanna chase that, going crazy. I'm like, oh my, but I'm laid back. Gotta save that, time to face facts. If you love me, girl, just say that.
I don't wanna leave your mind to wander. I'll surround you, make you feel sure. Got desire to make this right. Cause every single night I wanna feel your soul. I wanna grow old with you, make the most with you, that's the goal. I wanna grow old with you, make the most with you.
I'll give you some time. Whatever you want, you just say the word. We can do the time. Lock away the key, that's what you prefer. I could do this for days. I would run 1,000 miles for you. I could do this many ways. I'ma fall fast and die with you.
Gonna chase that, going crazy. I'm like, oh my, but I'm laid back. Gotta save that, time to face facts. If you love me, girl, just say that.
I don't wanna leave your mind to wander. I'll surround.
around you, make you feel sure. Got desire to make this right. Every single night I wanna feel your soul. I wanna grow old with you, make the most with you, that's the goal. I wanna grow old with you, make the most with you. If we met in another life, if we met on a different street, would you still be walking this direction? Will we still be walking at the same speed? Would we still put up a fight? Would you still make time for me? I hope so. Got desire to make this right. Cause every single night I wanna be a soul. I wanna grow old with you, make the most with you, that's the goal. I wanna grow old with you, make the most with you. Oh, I
wanna be a soul.
I don't wanna fight no more, only wanna get to shore. Baby, don't slam the door tonight. We ran another off the track, that's time we can't get back. We can save tomorrow if we try. Everybody needs a place, somewhere that's warm and safe, shelter from this crazy world we're in. But tonight I let the rain inside, took away a place to hide. I'm sorry that I made you cry again. Oh, we can make this right. Good night.
Making moves without even thinking. The things you've done and lied about is quickly coming to the light. You're watching me. You're watching my every move, thinking you can figure me out. But you will never ever know what I'm about. I move strategically and always with a motive. You've done things that is excessively obsessive, and that's repulsive. It's not cute or adorable. Your mannerisms are deplorable. If you go looking, you will find whatever it is that you're looking for. I hope you are getting an eyeful of my finest work. Make me second guess everything. I will play with your emotions, make you want to marry me. But why should I marry you? I already know the truth ain't in you. Lying to make a face only for me to crack. Doing things to gain some attention, but it won't be for me. I suggest you change direction. As I sit here wondering why you are so obsessed with me, let me perform an exorcism, for you would never get the chance to possess me.
When I say I love you more, I don't mean I love you more than you love me. I mean I love you more than the bad days ahead of us. I love you more than any fight we will ever have. love you more than the distance between us. I love you more than any obstacle that can come between us. I know this because I want to kiss every 90-degree angle you used to say goodnight with. I need you to understand I fall asleep best to the beat your heart makes. With our rhythms syncing together to make one. And with this love, one plus one could one day turn into three. Adding to this wonderful family of adventure seekers and wanderers. Knowing to one day lead, we must first be followers. And I would follow you through fire and brimstone in the constant pursuit of our heaven past any despair. I would kiss your lips as if your skin were made of braille. I don't want to feel you up, let me fill you out. Breathing joy in the form of helium into your lungs. Let our tongues be the broken barometer, spinning fast, judging how high we can float. On past skylines, we'd hang and coat the night with our shine, emitting a light so bright, mere mortals would look up and call you Venus. I call you Aphrodite, my North Star. When I get lost in life's traffic jam labyrinth, I look into your eyes and know heaven's not too far. Now, trust me when I say that I'm not here to brag nor boast. I just ever so simply want you to know I love you the most.
You know, when you're drowning, you don't actually inhale until right before you black out. Instinct to not let any water in is so strong that you won't open your mouth until you feel like your head's exploding. And when you finally do let it in, that's when it stops hurting. Aside from the not sleeping, the jumpiness, constant, overwhelming, crushing fear that something terrible is about to happen.
It's called hypervigilance. The persistent feeling of being under threat.
Hell later on.
to be in love alone. So I'm trying my best not to overreact. But I need to know right now, no lie, just that. So if you love me, just say so. Cause I can't play these games with you no more. So if you love me, just say so. I need to know from you right now before I go.
Just that I can feel I'm falling deep. And I don't wanna fall unless you're falling with me.
Up in your room once again, tempted. Bad for me, it's the truth, but I can't miss it. Don't tell my friends that I'm here to visit. Don't tell my friends that I'm here. Yeah. Waiting for you, even how you treat me. You're my baby, even when you leave me. Maybe I'm the one to blame. Maybe I'm the cause of the pain. Waiting for you, even how you treat me. You're my baby, even when you leave me. Maybe I'm the problem and the one that's causing all of this. I can't say I love you no more. Cause my friends gon' judge me for sure. It took some time, but I realized you do me wrong, but it feels right. I can't say I love you no more. Cause my friends gon' judge me for sure. It took some time, but I realized you do me wrong, but it feels right. Feels like I'm stuck on you. Trust me, I do understand. This is bad for me, I'm a fool, but I can't end it. Far from love, but I'm stuck. blame. Maybe I'm the cause of the pain. Waiting for you even how you treat me. You're my baby even when you leave me. Maybe I'm the problem and the one that's causing all of this. I can't say I love you no more, cause my friends gon' judge me for sure. It took some time but I realized you do me wrong but it feels right. I can't say I love you no more. Cause my friends gon' judge me for sure. It took some time but I realized you do me wrong but it feels right. Feels like I'm stuck on you.
Rainbow, oh,
oh,
why don't you smile? I've always dreamt of finding my Mrs. Right. After years of searching, I think I found her. Savage like me, an asshole like me, aggressive like I need. Romantic but not too soft, dominant but not abusive. Sarcastic tone to everything she says without being inconsiderate. Supportive but not obsessive. Attentive but not smothering. Flirtatious but not disrespectful. Deliciously dangerous but not raising any red flags. Mentally teases me, emotionally caresses me. Spiritually feeds me, physically challenges me, sexually intrigues me. She is the total package for me. I swear, being with her is like being with myself. Damn, my Mrs. Right is me. Only I know what I want, need, desire, and crave. Only I know secrets about myself. Dark enough to take the grave when I die and keep it buried. Only I will be there when things go left. And no one will assist me, but they can only. Only I can love myself unlike no other. Totally and completely. Most importantly, only I will treat me right. Go to battle for what's right. I guess I've been looking for her, but I am my own Mrs. Right. I guess it's time to put my mask back on. Because as long as I'm smiling, nothing I can say or do will be wrong. Forget the fact that my heart just got broke. Smile because your sadness is bothering me. Forget the fact that I will always be the odd man out. Smile because if you don't, people will know you're not having a good time. I've done any and everything for everybody. Sacrifice my sanity, sacrifice my emotions, sacrifice who I am, smiling while going through the motions. I've been single for quite some time, always being faithful and loyal while people continue to waste my time. I accept each heartbreak as it comes, my world coming to an urgent stop as the tears swell in the corner of my eyes. I close them trying to prevent the dam of sorrow from breaking, but it doesn't work, but pretending does. I'm becoming a great actress, I'm creating quite the buzz. They say I am funny and sweet, but it seems that it doesn't stop a sad song from being played on repeat, but I get it now. You want me to glue this happy mess upon my face so that my grief can disappear without a trace, never to see the light of day again. So I oblige you, and I grin and I bear it. Don't you dare ever ask me why I wear it and why I faked it. Just like every sacrifice I've ever made, I shall continue to wear this fake smile on my face, until the only thing that is left under my mask is the decomposing frown frozen firmly in place.
Not good enough. Swollen. My eyes are swollen after shedding tear after tear over you. Broken. My heart is broken, and all my negative thoughts become true. I have tried so hard to build myself up, only for you to break me down. I have fallen apart and have endured my pain without a sound. My body is not structured enough to meet your eyes. My face is not attractive enough. He once wanted me. That must have been a lie. I'm not outspoken enough, smart enough, worthy enough to be put on a pedestal. The ground is where I belong. I believed I had good qualities, but I guess I was wrong. Shattered. My soul is shattered. I feel so bruised and battered. Why am I not good enough, even after I painstakingly tried to mold myself into a version that won't be so worthless? Why can't I be good enough, I wonder, as I'm left here feeling faceless? You took my heart and you crushed it. Crushed it like it was nothing but a burden in your hands. I was a fool to let you hold it, as I watched the pieces fall between your fingers like sand. Was I ever anything to you? Or did you want to take advantage of someone you knew had a thing for you? I guess I was just another pawn in your game of two. Maybe I am good enough, but I have grown accustomed to not meeting the standard, the status quo. So I'm left to woe and cry and scream, because the only one who thinks she's not good enough is me.
Ain't she something? Sundress on with her hair in a braid. Something special. Our connection's more physical. Level one, spiritual. And that's just how my heart is won. Just let my love fall, and love will fall on you. I feel like I got one that I can show mama. She's kind of my 12-inch foot, and we still be injured. But I don't know wrong for baby, just spread and receive my love.
I can spend a day out if you want. I can take you places you wanna come. I can spend a day until you're down. Cause for you I got time, time, time.
I'm in the mood, I need your love. Come a little closer, baby.
Don't
she be sending pictures to my phone? Now the one she posts up in her phone. Now we get nasty in my home. Comfortable as candy, and no problem.
On the same side. You know I be performing, I don't have stage fright. I give you head for me, for you in the morning. Break your back's best, just how you want it. Let me get off the phone, swerving lanes like a pro. Open door, nothing on neighbor's peak. Give up a shot. Yeah, I'm nasty like that. Just how you like it, don't bad.
Time, time, time.
we do is fight. I know this can't be life. Tell me why you wanna stay, baby. Tell me why you wanna stay. You put up with my mistakes. You tolerate my disrespect. Can't you see there's nothing there? Why you can't just let me go? Oh no, no. I know that some things ain't right. And it's been too long and I don't wanna be in your life. Tell me why you wanna stay.
My time. I just want to say thank y'all for all the callers that called in. Those of you who DM me on Instagram, y'all are a trip. I can't even express how y'all keep me going when I do shows like this, especially when it's just, you know, me and my Neo and spoken word. But I'm glad that y'all still enjoying the show. I'm glad that y'all still listen in, and to the ones that called in. But, you know, y'all just was listening. I still appreciate y'all as well. So before I get out of here, I'm going to tell y'all what to look forward to for the rest of the week. So join me tomorrow for Spiritual Sunday, where I help you start the beginning of your week with some inspiration and some motivation, because everybody needs that extra push to bring in the week, because I already know some of y'all be running on fumes. I know y'all do. Then Monday, join me for Mashup Monday, 2 hours of uninterrupted music, no chit-chatter, no commercials, just 2 hours of twisted, unique, eccentric music. You just never know what I'm going to play on Monday. Then Tuesday, we're going to talk about lesbian relationships and why they feel the need to have hetero gender roles. Then Wednesday, we're going to have Hyper Pump Day, which basically, you know, we're celebrating making it to the middle of the week, because, you know, people aren't as fortunate to make it to that point, so we got to celebrate it. Then early Friday morning from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m., Late Night Lives with Raven, where you get 2 hours of soft rock or R&B. Then join me again later on that night for Club Real School, where you'll get 2 hours of music that is sure to move you, sure to groove you, sure to start your weekend on a good foot. You know what I'm saying? And last but not least, we're going to come full circle to another Soulful Saturday, where we're going to have 2 hours of Neo Soul and spoken word. I'm going to try to switch it up, y'all, because I know, you know, I don't want y'all to get bored with this show. I throw my pieces in there with everybody else's. And, you know, I'm going to probably put some more Neo Soul in the studio, because at the end of the day, you got to keep it fresh. You can't be playing the same old, same old. That's like wearing the same outfit 7 days in a row. That's just not what the business is. So before I get out of here, I am going to give y'all my thoughts for the night. And my thoughts for the night is this. They say you find love 3 times in your life. The first time is puppy love. The second time is convenient love. And the third time is your true love. If you found all 3 of those things and it did not work out, it is no worries. It's nothing against you. It has nothing to do with the fact that they won't stay. Because one thing about it is, if you try to make someone stay in your life that is not intended to stay there, then ultimately you're doing yourself a disservice. It is okay to be alone and happy than laying next to somebody wondering why they're there. So, love, peace, and blessings. Pray before you lay. I love y'all, and good night.
As I stalk these open mic nights, I sit in the shadows waiting my turn, listening to each poet rip the mic, one sounding passionate, the other sounding like they just woke up. My mind is soaking up everything, charging up. As I wait patiently to take my turn, I see each word written in sweat. I hear each
spit dripped in blood. It's weird that I, instead of picturing the mic on fire, I picture them on flames. A pyro's ultimate dream. Listening to the hottest poetry ever spoke. Being smoked from the lips of a fire-ass poet. Then when they say that that's their piece, I imagine that they crumble into ashes, being blown away the exact way that they just blew me away. I swear my imagination is psychotic, but this poetry is always premeditated.
He said, it's like the grass that grows between cracks of ghetto streets, relentless in spite of the everlasting.